Good morning, everybody. Our class has been working on an overall topic of text and technology, and with each student, we focused on a more specific subject. This is Bridget Scott and
Molly Johnston. This podcast will be focusing on text and technology and what went behind our EIP draft number one and how we went about creating it and researching our topics so that we could give you our point of view along with some added information.
Because each student focused on a more specific subject, Molly, I'd like to hear about your main topic of your EIP draft.
So my EIP draft on text and technology, I looked at the perspective of what technology is doing to us, how is it benefiting us, how are we interacting with it, and especially my main focus on it was how is technology affecting our communication with each other. And in my EIP, I segmented it into three parts: education of language, then versus now, which is focusing more on how students are trained to pass a test instead of really learning and comprehending the material. And then my second topic was the effect of mass media and technology on communication. And that was more focusing on a new language has been created in the world of technology, one that is shorthanded and informal. And then my third and last topic was the effects of technology in the classroom, and it specifically on the battle of the phone in the classroom, and how on research teachers have said that it really has distracted their students, but also them teaching as well. Hey Bridget, just tell me a little bit about your EIP and what you focused on.
So my EIP draft was about adding authenticity when applying to colleges and jobs and how technology both helps and inhibits that, because there's a fine balance between adding yourself into a paper versus just using other people's ideas and online and with what you look up. So there's just a fine balance between that I looked into and tried to describe in my EIP draft. So each student had a specific process in getting their EIP draft ready and finding out the information for that. So Molly, what did your process look like?
So when the topic was introduced, text and technology, my mind kind of went towards communication and how technology has affected communication. So upon that, I had multiple different ideas. I was like, oh, I want to talk about the classroom setting, but I also want to talk about the change in communication from when it was first taught in school then compared to now. So Professor Carey gave me the idea of just putting them all together and just having the broad overview of like the effects of technology. So I first then broke it up into three parts, which I talked about earlier, and then just went to the data resources that the library offers and kind of tried to find some resources that allowed me to see research and surveys, because a lot of my EIP was kind of people's perspective of what communication is and the effects technology has had on it. So I looked at surveys that people have done on how much time children spend on phones and how much time they spend compared to outside. And then I looked at another survey of a student and a teacher and their perspective of what technology has done in the classroom and the effects that it has had. And upon looking at all that research, I was able to make my personal conclusion on what effects it has had, but also balance that out with research and what research had to say about it. So it became an argumentative paper in a way, but also had the basis and foundation of research. Bridget, tell me a little bit about your process and what made you come up with your EIP.
So one of the hardest parts about a project is the very beginning where you figure out what your main topic is, because it has to be in balance with the rubric, which eliminates a lot of topics just because you got to stay on task. It also has to be one you can write lots about, but not drift too far from the main topic. So it's a fine line, but it has to be one that interests you as well. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to write about. So I found it interesting adding personal touches and technology to papers and the balance between that. So my process talked a lot about, I first talked about the good and bad of each side. So too much personal touches or too little in applications. And then also too much technology or too little technology added in. So my process was just talking about each side, the good and bad, too much, too little. So just kind of comparing the two sides. Each student did two EIP drafts to start out with. We did a paper version and then a mixed media version. So Molly, how did you feel about those two versions? Which one did you work best with? Which one did you like better? Just kind of your thoughts on that.
So the paper version was, to me, it was something that I was used to. That's what I've been taught, is to do research and compose an essay, a paper. And that was really easy to me and familiar. And then when he told us to do the mixed media and make my paper into a PowerPoint and made it get more interactive, that was very new. I was not used to trying to really connect with an audience. But after composing my Prezi and making it interactive and allowing others to potentially comment back and me to be more, have more of an influence than just in the paper, it was really cool to see how there can be a dialogue between writer and reader. So that was, it could have been a setback, but it was actually something I thoroughly enjoyed. And it also gave me a chance to see, who do I want my audience to be? Who am I focusing this paper to? Am I focusing it towards kids, telling them the effects of technology, or am I focusing it towards more parents and teachers? Like, this is what technology is doing to this new generation of students. So it was just a fun project. It was something new, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Bridget, I'll pose the same question to you. Like, the paper version to the mixed media version, which one did you like better? Were there any complications? How did you feel about it?
Yeah, so as you said, the paper version is what, you know, every student is used to. We're just usually writing papers, turning that in. And the mixed media was kind of fun because it was something different. And at first it seemed more challenging. You know, the paper one, we know what to do. We know how to get that done. It can be done quickly and efficiently. But the mixed media version, I actually found was quite interesting because I could create a version of my EIP draft that was different than I could have done on a paper. I made it more of a choose-your-own-adventure sort of draft, which was kind of interesting and fun to do and different than the paper version. And my paper, in a way, writing my paper, I took advice from the actual contents of my same paper because I included personal touches and technology within my paper about personal touches and technology. So it was just kind of an interesting and fun process.
So any final thoughts, Bridget?
I'd just say overall, this was kind of an interesting topic. I wasn't sure how I'd feel about it when I started because we did have a specific topic of text and technology, and it's hard to find a even more specific subject within that. I ended up liking this project and kind of finding out interesting stuff about myself and the topic I was writing about within the whole process. But with you, Molly, did you have any, what was your overall thoughts and feelings about this?
I was nervous coming into this class in general because writing has never been my subject, but I've thoroughly enjoyed this subject of text and technology, and I think it allowed for us as students to be like creative in our own way and kind of think outside the box and put our personal opinions in, which is new for me in an English class. So this new perspective of learning in this setting, I've really enjoyed. And this project especially, I think, has given me new perspectives of writing and rhetorical thinking. So a lot I think I can take away through my next 4 years in college. Thank you for joining our impromptu Tuesday afternoon in Holzhauser study room. It has been great to talk to you, and I hope that you enjoyed.
Have a great day, everybody.
Yay!